The Meaning of Marxism by Paul D'Amato. Section. Aren't we all middle class? The Marxist conception of class is not widely accepted in the United States. Our textbooks offer up deliberately fuzzy terms that blur and cover up extreme class and wealth inequality. Terms such as the American people, the average American, and middle class are far more common than any mention of workers or the working class. The historian James W. Lowen examined 12 U.S. high school textbooks and found that, quote, six of them contain no index listing at all for social class, social stratification, class structure, income distribution, inequality, or any conceivably related topic. Not one book lists upper class, working class, or lower class. Two of the textbooks list middle class, but only to assure students that America is a middle class country. Talking about the middle class is hardly equivalent to discussing social stratification. However, in fact, as Grigori Mancios has pointed out, such references appear to be acceptable precisely because they mute class differences. End quote. The use of the term middle class conveniently lumps together everyone who is neither extremely poor nor extremely rich. Even a 1999 book titled The Coming Class War in America can argue that the middle class in the United States is 60% of the population, a neat trick accomplished by simply taking the 60% of the population whose income lies between the 40% that fall below or above them and slapping the label middle class on it. One could just as easily divide incomes into six categories and say there are six classes in the United States. Lowest, low, lower middle, middle, upper middle, and wealthy. There's no end to the arbitrary subdivisions we could come up with. But they wouldn't help us much, because they don't get beyond the surface. Income doesn't necessarily tell us about a person's place in the economic system. For example, whether someone worked for their wealth or not. Even the concept of haves versus have-nots, or rich versus poor, while an improvement, is still only a descriptive device that tells us nothing about why some have and others have not. Calibrating income can be very misleading. For example, a small business owner who exploits 10 employees might in a given year have a smaller income than a skilled carpenter. If we were to determine class by income, the carpenter would be above the business person, completely obscuring the fact that the carpenter's labor is exploited for the profit of the builder, whereas the business person is in fact a small-scale exploiter. Classes are defined by their relationship to the production process in any given society. In particular, the production and control of the surplus are key. What this means is that a skilled auto mechanic who works for Firestone might make a great deal more money than a strawberry picker, but both are part of the working class because both perform surplus labor for capitalists. By this definition, workers are a majority of society. The ruling class, quote, could easily be seated in Yankee Stadium, which holds 57,000 people, end quote. The middle class, more accurately defined as supervisory staff, high-paid professionals, small business people, and farmers, constitutes at most 25% of the working population. End quote. And end of section.